And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, written by Joseph Mendel, is entitled God Smiled on Adam and is presented in observance of Sukkot, the Jewish Festival of Tabernacles.
On the sixth day, the first man opened his eyes and saw paradise. And his soul was filled with wonder at the heavens and the earth. He arose and walked among the abundant fruits of the garden, under the voices of the birds, and the animals walked beside him. Yet none spoke until the fox knew what to say.
Welcome. Welcome to paradise, O Lord.
Why do you call me Lord?
All creatures worship him who comes in splendor to be their master.
Then worship him who created us all.
Is it not you?
No.
Yet it would seem...
It is not I.
I see. You are not angry with me for my mistake.
Fox, you are clever. I can understand why in days to come you will be called Sly. Fox, there are two of you.
She is my mate.
There are... two of all creatures.
Naturally.
But I am alone.
Adam? Adam?
Here am I.
You answered promptly, Adam.
Why should I not answer when Gabriel calls?
Will you answer as readily when you are called again? Come, Adam. You are wanted.
Gabriel, only I am one. Must I always be lonely?
Are you complaining already? All right. I'll transmit your complaint. Only hurry.
Stand back from the flames. Satan, this is your doing. Be careful lest you yourself be destroyed.
He would have killed me.
You are safe now.
Why did he do it?
So soon you question heaven.
I want to know.
Well, you may as well know. Satan is jealous, and he is not the only one.
Why should the angels be jealous of me?
Come. We mustn't delay any longer. The angels are waiting to pay you homage.
So this is man.
Praise God, all you angels.
He is a creature of dust, Gabriel. He will be quarrelsome and full of lies. He will cheat and bear anger.
Yet you will sing, Great are thy works, O Lord.
It would be better if man had not been created.
Do you question God's purpose?
How should I dare to question? How should any of us dare?
I am not afraid to question.
Be careful, Satan. Not only for your own sake.
You are the careful ones. You see man's nature in Adam's face, and yet you will bow down.
As you will too, Satan.
And you are the cunning one, Gabriel, for you see more and say nothing.
Yes, I see God's image.
You know that man will be capable of love as well as hate. Of seeking truth and doing justice.
And this makes you angry?
Yes. Because man will have a choice, and angels do not. Because if man chooses evil, he may be forgiven. And if he chooses love and truth, then he will be esteemed above the angels.
It is true.
Therefore, I will not bow down. Hear me, O Lord. What is man that thou takest knowledge of him? Or the son of man that thou makest account of him?
Beware of God's wrath, Satan.
I am not afraid. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will be like the Most High.
God flung Satan and his host out of heaven, down, down, down to the earth, from whence Satan's enmity for man burned fiercely. As for Adam, God caused a deep sleep to fall upon him, and he slept. And he took a rib from Adam's side and made a woman, and then he set them down, man and woman, in Eden.
Are you awake? Your eyes are open, but you do not speak.
Eve, you are beautiful.
Now you are awake, Adam. I have been waiting.
I waited longer.
Did you? Adam, show me the world.
The world is big.
Then show it to me a little at a time. But I want to see it all.
Well, we'll start here. Now, this is a tree. You see? It bears fruit. Wait, I'll pick a fruit for you. Here. Put it in your mouth and eat it.
Why?
Because it's good.
Mm. Oh, it is good. Very good. I like it.
Then come. Get up.
Let us stay here and eat the fruit.
I'll show you other fruits.
There are more?
Many more. And there are many other good things in the garden. Now, this is the pomegranate.
Mm. This is very good, too.
I have so many things to show you. Walk a little faster, Eve.
Adam.
Why do you stop?
Adam, take this. Take back the fruit.
Have you had enough?
No, of course not. You shouldn't have given me any fruit to eat.
But that's why it's here, to be eaten.
Even so, I wish I hadn't tasted it.
I don't understand you at all. You like it? Why shouldn't you eat it?
While you were still asleep, I saw the trees and the fruit. And the fruit was pretty to look at. Like the flowers and the colored stones on the ground.
The fruit is not a stone.
I didn't know then. But when I tasted it, at the first bite, I had a feeling of
hunger.
What?
The feeling is called hunger.
Yes, I had hunger for the fruit.
Then here, satisfy your hunger.
No.
Don't be stubborn.
I don't want to satisfy my hunger. I want it to go away.
But it's good to eat when you're hungry.
Don't you see, Adam? What if someday there will be nothing to eat?
You'll have no reason to be afraid. There will always be fruit to eat. And besides...
And besides, I will always be here to bring you food. As now.
Thank you, Fox. You see, Eve?
For this morsel, you must not thank me, Adam. Gabriel left it for you. I came for another purpose. To congratulate you.
For what?
Because of her. Because you will not be lonely as you feared. It happens that I have with me a little delicacy that your wife might like to taste.
Well, thank you again, Fox. Take it, Eve.
Is it really true, Adam?
Really.
Then come. Show me every tree. Every fruit.
Don't touch it.
It is the prettiest in the whole garden.
Then look at it, as if it were a colored stone.
I'm sure it must taste of heaven.
Eve, there's a place I'll show you where the trees grow up to the sky.
I don't want to see
you,
it.
You can look up between the branches and hear the angels sing.
No.
I've shown you 100 trees whose fruit you could eat.
But now I've seen this one.
You're being unreasonable.
I was reasonable. But you persuaded me to change my mind.
What are you talking about?
I didn't want to encourage this hunger, but you urged me to eat.
There is no lack of food.
Now I have hunger for the fruit of this tree.
Eve, it is forbidden.
Only a little nibble?
No, and we won't talk about it anymore. Do you hear?
Yes, Adam. Only, if you really loved me...
No!
Why should you command me? Is it because you were created a few hours before me?
Eve.
It is a small authority, and I have as much right as you.
Eve, it is God's command.
Adam, it's such a beautiful fruit.
Satan burned with the enmity he bore for Adam, which he had not forgotten. He looked about for a tool to work man's destruction, and he found the serpent. One day, as Eve walked alone in the garden, he spoke to her, and the lips were lips of the serpent, but the voice was the voice of Satan.
You look discontent, Eve.
Do I?
Yet I can understand.
How can you understand when it is not true?
For has not God said, you shall not eat of every tree in the garden?
Oh, there, you see how wrong you are. The animals bring us food, even the angels. And we may eat the fruit of all the trees.
All?
Except one.
This one, with a beautiful fruit.
There are other trees. Many others.
I have watched you, Eve. Every day you come and walk beneath the branches.
It is a cool and shady place.
There are other cool places in the garden.
Go away, serpent. I don't want to talk with you.
I must do as you command.
Wait. Do you know the name of this tree?
It is called the Tree of Knowledge. On the day you eat the fruit... Shall I go now, Eve?
Yes, go. Leave me alone.
I must do as you command.
Tell me, serpent. If I eat the fruit.
On that day, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
Adam said if I touched the tree, I would surely die. Oh, you pushed me.
I stumbled, Eve. I'm clumsy. Eve, you leaned against the tree.
I did not die.
Then why should you die if you eat the fruit?
Yes, why? No, it is forbidden.
I'll pluck the fruit. See? The skin glows. The juice all but bursts through.
Give me the fruit.
Oh, wait. I repent of my words. I should not give you the fruit of the forbidden tree.
I command you.
Then I must obey. Only you must swear an oath.
I do. I do.
Listen, you must swear to give Adam of this fruit so that he may eat too.
I swear it. I swear.
Then take it, Eve, and eat.
This is how I knew it would taste. And yet it is beyond any imagining. Serpent, the world looks different.
You have eaten the fruit.
You are ugly.
And your eyes are open. Eve, you swore an oath. Save a portion of the fruit for Adam.
Adam. I have brought you something.
Eve, you are covered.
You have never tasted anything like this.
Why are you covered?
Because I was naked. Here, Adam, eat it.
What is it?
It's a fruit, can't you see?
I don't recognize it.
Of course not. I've eaten the outside. This is the core. Take it.
No, I'm not hungry.
You must eat it.
Eve, I don't eat when I'm not hungry.
Was I hungry when you gave me the first fruit?
You will never forget that, will you?
Adam, eat it. Not for the sake of your hunger, but for my sake.
You are strange today. Let me see the fruit. There is still a shred of skin. It grows.
Hardly at all. It's nothing.
Oh, Eve. Eve, what have you done?
Don't put it in your mouth. Don't taste it. Oh, Adam.
Now we will go among the trees and wait.
You knew, didn't you?
Yes.
Then why did you do it?
You are bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. A man shall leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Come, we will wait to be called.
Adam, where are you? Why do you hide? Can a house conceal itself from the architect?
Here am I, Gabriel.
You did not answer so promptly this time, Adam.
I heard the voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked.
How did you know that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree that you were commanded not to eat?
You do not have to ask, Gabriel. You know.
Did you not know what you were forbidden? Answer, Adam.
Eve brought me the fruit and...
Now you are reproaching God for having created woman?
No. I did not make myself clear. You see, she had already eaten.
I was afraid to be alone.
You too knew the commandment, Eve.
The serpent beguiled me.
Yet you were placed in the garden to rule over the animals.
You do not ask me my defense, Gabriel.
I will not hear it, serpent. For the wicked are good debaters.
If God were to question me, I would say, you gave them a command and I contradicted it. Is it my fault that they obeyed me and not you?
It will do you no good, serpent. Be still and hear God's sentence. Because thou hast done this, cursed art thou from among all the beasts of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. Why do you weep, Eve?
It is a harsh sentence.
Yet it is not yours.
I am afraid, Gabriel.
I will multiply thy pain and thy travail, saith the Lord. In pain shalt thou bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Adam, you do not cry.
Is it not too late for tears?
Do you say it?
I want to know my punishment.
You shall know it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In toil shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return.
Well, how?
Oh, Adam, it was not too late. If you had confessed your sin and asked forgiveness, it would have been granted.
How was I to know?
Yet you knew. For is not God called long-suffering and merciful? Put on these garments of skin and prepare to leave.
Leave? We have sinned, Gabriel, and we are punished. May we not remain here in the garden?
You have eaten the forbidden fruit, Adam, so that you know good and evil. You have broken one commandment. How will you restrain your hand from reaching for the tree of life, so that you may eat of that also and live forever? Tell me, Adam, how?
I cannot answer.
Therefore, you must leave paradise.
Come, cherubim! Take your places at the east of the garden.
Let us at least take some fruit to eat when we are alone outside.
Nothing, Adam.
Angels, bring the flaming sword that turns every way.
You go as you are to till the ground from whence you were taken.
Satan rejoiced, and there was sorrow in heaven. Adam and Eve walked on the earth, not knowing which way they went. Thorns scratched their faces, and stones bruised their feet. They remembered the gentle winds that moved the leaves in the garden. But the wind that blew now was cold and biting.
I cannot walk anymore.
We can rest for a while before we go on.
Where are we going?
I don't know. We'll stay here.
Why?
Stop it, Eve.
Adam, it's on my account that you are here.
We're both here.
Then leave me and go back.
Neither of us can return.
Adam, you must kill me. Then maybe God will take you back into paradise.
Eve, you mustn't talk like that. You're tired and hungry and cold. Look, there are twigs on the ground. I'll build a shelter to keep out the wind. And in the morning, I'll look again for food.
Now nothing, Adam?
There are no trees like those in the garden.
Your hand is bleeding.
Yeah, I saw a fox with some food. I asked him for it, but he didn't answer. When I tried to take it, he bit me and he ran away.
Adam, how will we live?
Well, I found these, Eve, the seeds of the grass. Eat them.
They're bitter.
Still, they will quiet hunger.
The fruits of paradise were so sweet.
Yes, this is the fruit of the earth.
I won't eat. It's too bitter.
You must, Eve. This is how we will live.
With the taste of paradise still on their lips, they ate the bitter seeds and lived. Adam learned to cultivate the soil so that the wild wheat grew richer and sweeter. And Eve discovered how to thresh the grain and grind it and make bread. From the stones, from thistle and thorn, they took sustenance and lived.
Adam, your eyes are open. But I think you're asleep.
No, I'm awake.
Then let us go to sleep. You're tired.
I was thinking.
Of the garden? Of how it was then?
How did you know?
I have not forgotten either.
Tell me what you were thinking.
You laugh. I was remembering what you said when you awoke that first time and saw me.
You are beautiful, Eve.
That's what you said then.
I'm saying it now.
Thank you. Adam, we were so happy in the garden.
I suppose we were.
What a strange thing to say.
That's what I was thinking just now. How in the beginning I used to long to be back in Eden.
Don't you still?
It's like the first fruit I made you eat. I have a hunger now. A new hunger.
For pain? For toil and suffering?
Eve, look at my hands. They're hard. They're strong. With pain and toil, I have learned to build. Eve, with these hands, I have learned to create.
Please, Adam, not so loud.
Why should I hide?
I'm afraid of what you're saying. We were punished once.
We sinned and we were punished. But see what happened, Eve. I learned by my own labor what I am and what I can do. And therefore, the punishment was no punishment. God made a mistake.
Adam stood on the earth and his words flew up to heaven. The angels heard, and being only angels, they were shocked. But God heard, and he smiled. Adam returned to the fields he had sown, and he saw that the grain was ready for the harvest. And his soul was filled with thanksgiving. And his feeling of thanksgiving at last found expression in a festival ordained forever in the generations of men. As it is written, "When ye have gathered in the fruits of the land, ye shall keep the feast of the Lord 7 days, and ye shall take the fruit of goodly trees, branches of palm trees and willows of the brook, and ye shall dwell in booths 7 days, and ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God."
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now, we take great pleasure in presenting Rabbi Elias Cherry of the Germantown Jewish Center of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Rabbi Cherry.
And God smiled, for man had vindicated himself. Adam had come through as God had expected. Man had risen to the potential greatness inherent in the divine image in which he had been created. And God was pleased with his handiwork. The Jewish world is in the midst of the holy day season, when joyous Sukkos, the harvest festival, comes close upon the heels of the days of awe which began with Rosh Hashanah, New Year's, and ended 10 days later with the great white fast, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And it is symbolically fitting that harvest joy should follow so closely upon solemn soul-searching and repentance. In taking spiritual inventory of the year that has passed, in reviewing the difficulties that beset us, the errors we made, the sins of commission and omission, it should dawn on us, as it finally did on Adam, that a ready-made paradise is but a vain dream belonging to mythology. But it should likewise be obvious that there can indeed be a real paradise here below, which each of us can help to create. As Jewish tradition so bluntly affirms, we are partners with the Holy One, blessed be He, in the never-ending adventure of creating a better world. And in that effort, toil and suffering must be recognized as a challenge, as a necessary concomitant to creation. To build, there must be toil. To create, there must be suffering. To move, there must be friction. The curse laid upon man, by the sweat of thy brow shalt thou eat bread, as a curse, only if man is so naive, so childish, as to expect a paradise ready-made and for the asking. For then any effort is too burdensome, any obstacle becomes a willful prank played by malicious fate on unsuspecting man. Satan is then delighted, for man, God's creature, has admitted defeat. But we must grow up, we must mature, we must recognize toil and suffering, yea, trial and failure for what they are, the price man must pay if he would rise to the heights of creativity, to the divine within him. Thus can he defeat Satan, and the curse will indeed be no curse, and the punishment no punishment, as Adam discovered at long last. During the penitential period, Jews have been praying for the advent of a new world, a world of justice and brotherhood. When man has risen to the heights of accomplishment, when he has brought the paradise we dream of one step closer, then he will understand that that very achievement is the joyous harvest that was promised, the sukkos that inevitably follows upon Yom Kippur.
Thank you, Rabbi Cherry. Eternal Light drama today, God Smiled on Adam, was written by Joseph Mendel and presented in observance of Sukkot, the Jewish festival of tabernacles. Cantor Robert Siegel sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Juano Hernandez as Adam and Joan Loring as Eve. Alexander Scourby was the narrator. James Mont played the fox. Bob Carroll was Gabriel. Peter Capel played Satan. And Leon Janney was the angel. The music was written by Morris Mimorski and conducted by Milton Katims. This has been an NBC Radio Network production under the direction of Edward King. Free time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.